This is Carrie Go by Cutica Health with your host Tama. Today we're looking at the topic, how much water is too little or too much? How much water is too little or too much? So I've enumerated the health benefits of drinking water in previous podcasts. Water indeed is life and is essential in clearing waste from our body and boosting how efficiently organs function. But how do you know if you are missing the mark in your water intake? Now, it is important to know that you can drink too little or too much water. You may be surprised to find that water can be too much in the body. Essentially, it is possible to get dehydrated from drinking too little and overhydrated from drinking too much. So today, I'll share with you tips to help you detect either. The question, how do I know that I'm not taking enough water? There are signals sent by the body to inform us that there is a need for increased water intake. We should, however, not wait for these signs before drinking water. Some symptoms of dehydration are 1. Thirst. 2. Headache. 3. Dry mouth. 4. Change in urine color to dark yellow. 5. Muscle cramps. 6. Increased production of urine. And 7. Dry skin. Now the question, is it possible to get sick from too much water? So the general rule of taking about 6 cups of water is mostly for healthy people. It's possible to have an excess of water if you have some medical conditions like problems with your kidney, liver or heart, or if you are taking some medications that makes your body to retain water. For example, NSAIDs, things like ibuprofen, diclofenac and some antidepressants. Now, water intoxication in a healthy person is rare. When this occurs, you may experience headaches, dizziness, swollen feet and face, and confusion. If you have a medical condition that makes you worried or confused about your required water intake, it is advisable to check with your doctor for guidance. My next question then, how much water is one expected to drink per day? Despite popular belief that one is expected to drink about 3 liters of water in a day, the amount of water needed daily to stay healthy and hydrated depends on your height, your weight, body metabolism, and your daily routine. Daily fluid intake should therefore be individualized. Now, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, cites that there is no recommendation for how much plain water an adult should take. Staying hydrated is not solely through taking plain fluids. Water is also found in water-rich vegetables, fruits, and foods. An excess of sugary drinks like sodas are not usually advised as they may worsen dehydration. They've also been shown to cause weight gain and inflammation in the body. It also increases your risk of developing diabetes. Now, too much caffeine makes a person jittery and can lead to poor sleep. Alcohol is also not recommended as a choice of fluid. It is advisable to drink fluids throughout the day, so make it a practice to take a drink with meals. Now, while there is no strict rule on the amount of water one should take, an estimate of what constitutes adequate water intake has been given. This is the total amount of water from all sources expected to be consumed by adults aged 19 and 30 years, about 3.7 liters for men and 2.7 liters for females. Now, pregnant females will require an extra 0.3 liters and breastfeeding mothers an extra 0.7 to 1.7 liters. Now, the benefits of drinking water are inexhaustible. Without adequate fluids in your body, you cannot survive. Studies show that deprivation of water is more detrimental than food deprivation. This means a person can survive for a longer time without food than without water. Drinking water is definitely not overhyped, and making a conscious decision to indulge in it is a good and commendable health practice. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you.
Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carrie Go by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carrie Go by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Amar. I'll see you next time. Thank you.